Lots of folks were talking about the 91st Academy Awards before the show went live last night in Hollywood. In the end, the Best Picture was one that came into the ceremony as a bit of an underdog.
And the Oscar goes to Green Book.
Joining us live in the studio, our entertainment editor, Jason Fraley. You were one of those people who thought Green Book had a shot at being Best Picture. Why'd you think so?
Yeah, I remember seeing it at the Middleburg Film Festival. It was the closing film that they showed there, and it got a standing ovation there. And I just remember looking around the room, and I remember my post on Facebook that day was, oh, calling it now, it's going to win Best Picture, and that was the headline of our TOP review, too, that it was going to win Best Picture. In recent weeks, it started to get dinged with some off-screen controversies, but as I saw it picking up, you know, the awards at the Globes and Producers Guild, it was always that sort of that little engine that could, even though the blogosphere sort of turned against it. If you watch the outcomes of those other award shows and no real frontrunner was emerging, Green Book always kind of was that. I think a lot of people thought that, you know, Roma would have had to made history on two fronts as the first, you know, streaming flick and foreign language flick to win. I think a lot of people in the Academy, the older guard, the Spielbergs, you know, has said he doesn't think streaming flicks should be even up for Oscars. He thinks they're TV movies. So I think a lot of the old guard stayed away from Roma on that front. And then maybe on the other extreme, on the other end of the spectrum, a lot of people maybe were pulling for a Black Panther, but I think a lot of people think that it almost is too populist, you know, that maybe the tentpole franchises are pulling the industry down. But so Green Book kind of rode between that center lane between those two and was always that steady one, I think. So I wasn't a hater of the movie. It was my favorite of the year, so I was pleased with the outcome.
Well, if Best Picture didn't surprise folks, I think Best Actress certainly did, because a lot of people thought that this was Glenn Close's year.
Oh, that's the one that everyone, you know, dropped their phones or their drinks or whatever. Mark, you probably dropped your drink. Everyone thought Glenn Close was going to win for that one, and I was kind of upset. Olivia Colman, great actress, great performance in The Favorite. I actually didn't really care for The Favorite at the end of the script of that movie, but yeah, I mean, Glenn Close, you look, Meryl Streep has 3 Oscars and Glenn Close has 0. There's something wrong with that. I was really hoping it was going to be Glenn Close's night. You know, maybe there was some backlash against the perceived frontrunner. But in terms of, you know, historical firsts or pleasant surprises, I guess, was Spike Lee finally getting his Oscar for adapted screenplay, Black Klansman. It was so great watching him jump into Samuel Jackson's arms.
Hard to believe that he has not won an Oscar.
It's unbelievable. He should have got it for Do the Right Thing, which I'm glad he referenced, not only by name, but the famous love versus hate brass knuckle thing, which is a nod to Robert Mitchum in Night of the Hunter. But I'm glad that happened. I'm glad Black Panther had some historic wins, 3 technical Oscars, including the first ever African Americans to win for costume design, set design, all that stuff. So that was all great. Rami Malek was expected as Bohemian Rhapsody, Regina King and Mahershala Ali were expected, and Alfonso Cuarón for director, making it 5 out of the last 6 director winners from Mexican filmmakers.
That's incredible.
Very diverse night overall.
A lot of people were focused on the fact that there was no host for the Oscars this time for like the first time in what, like 3 decades or something. And everybody thinks it went pretty well.
I'm going to join that chorus. I think we don't really need a host going forward. I think the show, everyone is in agreement. It runs way too long, and the Oscars are trying to address that so much. I think they might have flubbed themselves. They stumbled into the answer here. Just don't have a host. Or if they do, maybe keep it a short opening monologue. But I was fine with opening with a Queen performance and then letting all the individual celebrity presenters let them come up with their own little skits in between the awards as they present. I think that's the answer. I thought the best moment of the telecast was Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper singing Shallow together. I thought that was really touching. But I thought the best line in an acceptance speech was Alfonso Cuarón when he wins foreign language film. He said, "I grew up in Mexico watching foreign films like Citizen Kane, Jaws, and The Godfather." I thought there was a lot for everybody around. You know, I was happy with the night. I think there was a lot of love spread around.
It was a good evening. All right, Jason, thank you. WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley talking about last night's Academy Awards.